Hi friends!
It's Erin,
Karen,
and Juliana, and this is the final episode of season one of Confessions of a Former Fangirl.
Yay!
We made it.
We out.
We did it, Joe! Guys, we've been working on this podcast since like September of 2020, mm-hmm, and it's now June 2021.
In the throes of quarantine, we started this podcast.
We started a quarantine pod, much to everyone around us chagrin. But yeah, this is our final episode, and it's a mini episode. We don't really have that much to say, except I guess thank you. I don't think any of us, like, or at least I was like, I don't know if anyone's ever going to listen to this, but the fact that like so many people have reached out to all of us individually or together has been really, really cool. So thank you so much to anyone that's taken the time to listen. We really, really appreciate it. And we're so excited for season two.
Yeah. It's like crazy to me that for sure more than like five people have listened to this podcast.
Yeah.
Like I was like, when we first started recording, I was like, I'll be fine if like one person listens to it.
My mom.
Yeah.
Hi, Mrs. Stewart.
Hi. Thanks for the macarons.
Oh, yeah. Shout out.
They were so good.
This has been really a really fun thing to get to do with both of you. All of you, Madeline included. Sorry, don't mean
Madeline
to
exclude you. Madeline,
of course, producer Madeline.
Yay!
And all of our lovely guests that we had on for season one.
Yeah.
And I think season two is going to be a little bit more guest focused. We have some really exciting ideas, cross collaborations, crossover events, if you will, starting to be planned, and we're really, really excited about all of them. And as always, if you have an obsession that you are really interested in or you want to talk about, please feel free to reach out to us. Like, we're always interested, want to hear about people's obsessions, and we love that. That's why we started this podcast. And speaking of obsessions, I thought that we could end season one asking all of us, you know, what is your obsession from season one? A moment.
A little season one episode. Confession corner wrap up.
Wrap up event. Yes!
Oh boy. There's so many.
I know, there's so much to choose from.
Great. Long silence. Love that.
The producer president will cut this out if necessary. But you know what? I think it adds comedic content, so.
I have one. Well, let me say, I have two.
Okay.
My first one is the first time we did Fanfic Friday and we read My Mortal. Because it was just so much fun. And I loved, like, teaching Juliana about, like, fan fiction language and lingo and, like, tropes.
I still have so much to
the
learn.
Wide world of the fan
And that was just really fun. And my second one is every time Karen would do something different in the outro. And completely by surprise.
Yes.
The first time being, I think, the Sherlock episode. When in the outro, she was like, hey, it's Karen.
No, she went, hey, it's Karen.
I'm just trying to keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
I love you, Karen.
I love you, babes.
I love ya. I think I have one, too.
Do it.
So I think I have a top three.
Ooh, okay.
Number one, very honestly, was the Glee episode because I was on the verge of tears the entire time because of how much I love that television program. Number two, there's a Lost Archive episode when we tried to record
from the vault.
Our very first recording.
Which we all deleted because we said, no,
yeah, it's
ma'am.
Definitely gone.
No, ma'am. It's an episode about Tumblr. Just Tumblr.
Just
general.
Tumblr in general. Yeah. And it was like an hour long of us just talking about Tumblr.
It crazy.
No structure whatsoever.
No structure at all. That crazy. Was before we had like Confession Corner.
I know.
Yeah.
Or, I know.
Controversially at Brave.
I know. And then my third is like whenever Karen introduces something that she knows is gonna make me mad or upset, particularly if it has to do with incest, just because even though I know that it makes me upset, I know it brings Karen so much joy. And that's what makes me happy.
There were several moments of that across the season.
But yeah, that's what I'm obsessed with. Our season one.
My obsession, I think honestly all of the episodes that we had guests were really great episodes. And
agreed.
I liked all of them for different reasons, but the Twilight episode specifically with Jen Allen was it was just a romp. It was so much fun. She has so much like cursed knowledge about that book series, so that was great.
That was so good.
I also deeply enjoyed acting out My Immortal with you guys. And Juliana's Draco voice.
Oh my god. Wow. Crazy.
Yeah.
Madeline, do you want to add one?
You can hold the phone up to the mic.
She was not prepared.
Every episode has been a joy for different reasons. Some of them have been really insane. Some of them have been really sweet. Everybody, you know, every episode had a different taste to offer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
That's
great. I will say My Immortal, I think, was the highlight of my year.
Oh my god.
Her
it was
year.
Shocking, hilarious. Forcing Juliana into that situation.
Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah, I will also say, like, just to shout it out, the One Direction fanfic episode was also a highlight of my year.
All the imagines.
Yeah.
That was a fun one.
We love.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah. We'll be back soon.
We will be back soon. Don't you worry.
All right. Bye, friends.
All right. Bye, friends.